Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
I'm CJ Liu. Welcome to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Today we have artist and designer Ellen Brooks sharing her creative process and how she creates her beautiful pieces of transcendent spiritual. I don't know how to describe it. They're really beautiful. They're kind of ephemeral pieces of work, and how you can also tap into your own creative genius. Welcome back, Ellen.
Thank you.
So a lot of people out there have dreams. They're sitting in their cubicle and they're thinking, how can I get out of this experience and become and do something more creative, become an artist? What kind of advice would you give them?
I think that they, I guess I would say they need to stay open, be playful, and pay attention, and not necessarily in that order. But you know, you really have to let go of what you think you are or you aren't, and you really have to play without preconception. As I said earlier, I had no idea that I had this sort of aesthetic sensibility, you know, in me. I had no idea that I would be creating, you know, work that's hanging in private and public spaces. And I had to go through a fairly long period to let that incubate and to get comfortable with it. But I gave myself sort of this permission and a safe place to let it happen. I don't think it would have happened had I gone to art school, because that's a rigid environment. It didn't really suit my personality. So you also have to pay attention to how you best learn.
Mm. Wow, interesting. So I think it's interesting, a couple things that you said in the previous segment, that you couldn't even really call yourself an artist for 2 years after you were actually doing it, and that your friends and family really helped embrace and help you see the possibility that you were an artist. And I think that that's actually one of the hardest things, right? When you make that leap, is having the faith, and like, as you say, staying open, and paying attention to those signals around you that in fact you should be, you know, opening up into a completely new path. So when you actually, And I think it's interesting because I look at your artwork and it kind of, the nature of silk is kind of like that too, isn't it? I mean, it kind of plays upon the strengths of what you just talked about, being playful, to being open and kind of experimenting and to just go with the flow and be fluid. It's a kind of nature of silk, isn't it?
Yeah, it turned out to be like the perfect match for me. You know, if there's a medium match for people and their way of being in the world, it's just turned out somehow to be right on, because there is a fluidity, as you said, there's a sort of a forgiveness. It's hard, don't get me wrong. It takes a lot of work and persistence, and I've, you know, there are things that don't make it out out the door. But I think that's one of the things that helped me. You know, I started with a medium that worked for me, for what's turned out to be a more intuitive, organic style. And again, it also turned out to be a creative form of expression. Like in and of itself, the medium was the perfect form of expression for me, because as somebody who always loved clothes and always loved textiles, you know, suddenly I'm getting to make them. I mean, it was, how cool is that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. I've never thought about the idea of the matching the medium, the creative medium, with your personality, and that, in fact, silk was really a good match. And probably when you're an artist, there's probably things that are more or less a good match to your personality. I mean, it makes sense. I'm a coach, and I always talk about that, but that's almost more specificity than I thought. And I think it's true.
Yeah, it's sort of crazy. There are little things like, I don't have to put the dye away. You know, I just mm-hmm. let the dye sit out there. And then when I start to paint, I usually just pick up a brush, add a little water, and go. If I had to pull out all my paints and add, you know, layers of paint and, you know, work it out like you do on the when you go downhill skiing, mm-hmm. I don't know if I would have been able to, it wouldn't have been, you know, right for me. Mm. And also I'm more spontaneous, you know, I don't plan, I don't sketch. And so the silk is, you know, the way that I work the silk allows me to be that way, which is true for some other medium too, but it's particularly so.
Yeah, but because the silk is so porous, so when you put your paintbrush down, it sets, depending on the amount of paint, I assume, it either like saturates and spreads and does whatever that you may or may not expect. Is that right? I mean, are there certain pieces that you look at and that kind of describe the creative process of working with silk?
Yeah, I work with a dye mixed with water, and it's a dye that's formulated specifically for the silk. But I've had the experience, and I just start, and there's many, many layers, and I just sort of follow. I tend to follow the color story that's developing, so the. Mm. The dye moves, and it moves quickly, and I have to respond to it. And
wow.
Sometimes, you know, I try to control it a little bit through using a blow dryer, and sometimes I let it do its own thing. But it bleeds and it moves and it's very unpredictable, and so you sort of have to have this mind frame that whatever happens is, you know, is okay, which is a nice mind frame to take out in the world too.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've had, I just had this experience. I just started painting in black and white, actually, which is, it's almost an entirely different, it feels like it's an entirely different medium in a way. But I was asked by this showroom up in the city to do some black and white pieces. And I had like 2 weeks, and I had never done black and white before. And I, once again, I said, gotta go for it, you know, see what's possible. And it really was exhilarating, because I had a certain amount of freedom since I hadn't worked with black and white before. And I just let, you know, I sort of let me come through. I let my expression come through. And there's these pieces that have my aesthetic, but they're much more graphic. I think they show the my creative, to the extent that you can sort of show the creative process, I think they get at it.
So now people can commission work with you, and they can see both your black and white. Is your black and white and color stuff on your website right now? It's ellen-brook.com, or both up where people can buy your paintings. Ellen-brook.com. Is all that stuff online right now?
I do. It's all online. I just added the black and white, which is a new section of my website. So it's all there.
Excellent. Thank you so much for being on the show, folks. If you want to have a happy planet and a happy you, then go to Facebook and friend us. Seriously, I need friends. Can't you tell I'm lonely? Friend me. Thank you, Brian, and folks out at WBLQ. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next Thursday.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.